This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Summer is fast approaching, and for children from low-income families, that means an end to the free or reduced-price lunches they get in school. Yesterday, the State Department of Education and the USDA kicked off their annual Summer Meals program. Last year, that program fed more than 300,000 meals to children across the Granite State, and organizers expect that number to grow. Sherry White is administrator for the State Department of Education's Bureau of Nutrition, Programs, and Services. She joins us now to talk about the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain how that the Summer Meals program works?
Really, this Summer Food Service program is a safety net in the state for those kids who really do rely on a breakfast and a lunch during the school day and do not have that ability to have a breakfast or lunch possibly during the summertime when school is out. And so this really is a wonderful safety net for some families in our state. There are a variety of ways that food is delivered at each site. It could be in a bag lunch. It could be a hot meal that is served.
How many sites do you have across the state?
We have 161 sites currently across the state. However, that number is going to grow this year. We do have quite a number of sites that we are taking on in the north area of New Hampshire.
And when you say sites, what kind of sites are we talking about? Is this exclusively school facilities?
Not necessarily, no. It can be churches. It can be Boys and Girls Clubs. It can be summer rec programs. Anywhere where you're going to find a larger group of kids getting together.
It's expected that demand for the program is going to continue to grow this year. How do you keep up with the demand?
We, at this point in time, have a good number of sponsors who actually sponsor sites for the Summer Food Service Program. And we deal directly with the sponsor, who then is responsible for each of the sites that is under their administration.
What kinds of meals are children being fed? Are the nutrition guidelines similar to what you'd find in school lunch programs?
Yes, they are quite similar, and most especially with the fresh fruits and vegetables, very similar in look. There are five particular food items that you typically find, which would be milk, protein, grain, fruit, and vegetable. And you can find all of those in a meal for summer as well.
And how do you make sure that families in need know that the program is available?
We do outreach, such as speaking with you today, as well as we offer handouts, flyers to our sponsors, and the sponsors in turn will do outreach for their particular sites.
Now, you mentioned that the North Country, you'll be expanding more into the North Country this summer. Do you see certain regions like the North Country that are seeing more demand for the program than other regions of the state?
The North is one of those areas that does have a demand. And due to some barriers with the Summer Food Service Program, such as it is sometimes hard to get kids to sites, and we now have sponsors who are taking a look at that and breaking down those barriers. The other area of the state where we have seen some growth is in the southwest area, too, of New Hampshire.
Sherry White is administrator for the State Department of Education's Bureau of Nutrition. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.